Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm glad that Brian Carney has joined us. Brian is the head of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal's European edition. And he is the co-author of Freedom, Inc., which is a book I've been telling you about now for a couple of years. And he's joining us all the way from London to give us a report on how things are going over there. Brian Carney, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. What's the news in England? Well, how are things? Yeah, you know, one thing I'll remind you about in the Heritage Foundation's Economic Freedom Report, the United States and Great Britain both dropped a notch. The U.S. from 8th to 9th. I don't remember Great Britain, but in terms of economic freedom, the Heritage Foundation thought that our two countries, these two countries, your adopted country over there now, has actually diminished in economic freedoms. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that the U.S. and Britain, you know, have both definitely slipped a bit. I think that, you know, in the U.S.'s case, it was partly because Denmark, which I think leapfrogged
right.
the U.S., got upgraded a little bit. The U.K., as your listeners may or may not know, last year they put up the top marginal tax rate to 50%.
Wow!
So that
probably hurt their standing there. Then didn't
yeah, I think that definitely yeah. they took a hit over that. That this new government has promised to cut red tape, and they recently announced some reforms to labor market laws to make it easier to fire people in the first 2 years that they're employed. Your listeners may or may not know, but Europe has extremely strict labor laws compared to the U.S. In a lot of
right.
countries, it's very difficult to fire anybody if they're not caught with their hand in the till or
right.
something like that. And even
yeah.
then, you probably have to pay them off for a couple of years
to
get them to leave.
It's a socialist practice. And interestingly, you mentioned Denmark. Denmark is not like those other countries. In Denmark, you can fire people.
Right. Denmark is a very interesting case because what they've done is they have a very generous welfare state, but pretty lax labor market regulations.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, if you do lose your job, we're going to take care of you, but we're not going to restrict businesses from doing this
right.
overly much.
But the business pays ultimately through the nose, through the tax structure.
Of course. The taxes are very high, and the government's share of the economy is very high, but they've at least, you know, tried to find this balance where they say, we know
right.
that businesses need the flexibility to get rid of people when they have to, and it doesn't ultimately do anybody any good to keep people on if they're making the business suffer as a result. And so
right.
so the UK has said, we're going to try to loosen this a little bit, which has some of the unions very much up in arms. And the one of the big sort of scandals here right now is that one of the transit sector unions, the guys who run the tubes,
mm-hmm.
the subway system here, has threatened to strike on the day of this royal wedding between Prince William and Kate Middleton, which has a lot of people very angry at the thought.
Now, you're one of the ushers in that. You're one of the ushers in that wedding, aren't you, Brian?
I'm working on it. You know, I don't have a county or a duchy to my name,
right.
unfortunately. But
so how? What is the percentage of union workers to the overall workforce in England? Do you know?
I don't know the numbers, but I know that the UK, it's higher than the US, but it's like the US, a lot of the unionized employees in the UK right now are public sector employees because
right.
in the 1980s, you know, the Thatcher government reformed the labor laws and reformed some of the unionization laws, and the result is that, you know, a lot of private sector companies, they sort of lost interest in dealing with the the unions,
right.
And so the unions dominate the public sector workforce to a
and
much
that's,
greater
And that's
extent.
Happening in America. The private sector union is only about 7 or 8% of the workforce, but a growing sector of workers in the United States are public employees, aren't they? Like you were talking about in England.
Right. No, exactly. And the U.S. is, I mean, I think a majority of public sector employees are close to it are unionized.
Yeah. And frankly,
private
folks,
sector, it's just
frankly, that's a dangerous scenario as far as I'm concerned, Brian. And I've got to take a quick break. The book is called Freedom, Inc. Brian Carney is the head of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal in Europe, and he and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more. We're going to get him to give us a little tour of what he's seeing in the U.S. economy from across the pond. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.